Hey, everybody, this is Roy Richardson, and welcome to the One Off Technology Podcast. I am your tech troublemaker in residence here, and tonight we're going to delete my second YouTube channel. So you're going to say, what? You had a second YouTube channel? I did. I'm going to go ahead and confess that. I did have a second YouTube channel, and it's called Faith, Tech, and Marriage, and it's got a whopping 14 subscribers. So, oops, let's go here, and, oh, let's try this one. There we go. Nope, there, and there. There we go. Yeah, there we go. Sorry. Love it when I got the wrong Windows loaded. So, anyway, this was my channel. It had a whopping 14 subscribers, and I have decided time has come to delete it. It's also pre-beard for those. I have a little more beard now. So, you know, I had an intro. I had, you know, I mean, I was going to put time into it. And I did even upload some videos, some of which I'm kind of proud. And so the first thing you want to do is, first of all, if you have multiple YouTube channels, you want to make sure when you go up here and you'll see switch account. Well, I want to make sure I am on the right channel. So I know because it says Faith, Tech, and Marriage. If I go switch an account, notice I have my Tech Troublemaker. I have my Faith Tech. We're going to stay with that because that would be the one. Whoop. And we're going to stop that. We don't want to hear that guy. I mean, he's okay, but we don't want to hear it. Kind of funny. Oops. It's looking like, so this is one of my previous videos. Not a lot of energy there, right? He needs more energy. So anyway, the point being is that this channel needs to go away. I'm going to come back at a later date. I got a survey. Fill out the survey. Let me know. What do you think I ought to do for my second channel? Or maybe you think I don't need a second channel. Be honest. I can handle that. All right. So to delete this channel, first thing I want to do is I want to go to YouTube Studio. Why do I want to do that? Because, hey, I downloaded all these videos. So you can go right here and choose download and download your videos one by one so that you have a copy of it just in case you might reuse it later. You might find some good use to it, you know, something like that. So you don't want to make it go away forever yet. But if I go here and I go to your channel, not your channel, my channel, your channel. We stop that guy from talking. And we go down to settings. You'll see right here, advanced settings. So that's where I'm going to go next. Hang on. Slide my window over. There we go. So right there, you'll go to advanced settings. Now, I got to be careful because, well, it shows my email address. So I'll go here. So you go to advanced settings. And once you go to advanced settings, you will have a delete channel option. And when you click on that, it will then show you a login page where you have to log in to your YouTube with your email and your password, whatever you have associated with it. And then click next. And then when you hit next, that's when the magic will happen. So here we go, Safari. And this is the results of my videos all downloading. So click on advanced settings. And I'm going to say open a new tab. All right. So yes. Why did you open a new tab? Because like I said, it shows my password. So I don't want to show that off. And so now, I mean, shows my email address. And so now I'm going to go and click delete channel. And then I'm going to confirm my email, my password for my address. And then this is what you'll see. This is what comes up. Bring it back onto the screen. It says I want to hide my content or I want to permanently delete my content. So I'm going to choose to permanently delete my content. So it says I have 6 videos, 2 playlists, 2 subscriptions to other channels, 15 subscribers. Oh, I guess maybe it counts me. And I'm going to choose delete my content. So here I have to type in the channel name. delete my content. Your content is being deleted. So there it is. That channel is going bye-bye forever and ever and ever and ever. So now that I've done that, gotta figure out what I'm gonna do next, right? So that channel's gone. So it's bye-bye. Adios. Adios that channel. So let's go look here behind the scenes. Which one of these four options are you most passionate about, proficient at, and can make a profit from? So, all right, let's go hit the boards here, and let's go hit some friends up on chat. They're out there tonight. Comments, right, here we go. All right, so let's see. Ta-da. Hey, how you doing, Sir Dagan? How you doing? Says, I had another channel before this one. Yep. Tetro, man, good evening, sir. Hey, Walter, how you doing? Real Chicago. Don't do it, Roy. I have to. It's time. Right now, it doesn't make sense for me to have two channels. Or does it? Does it make sense for me to have two channels? And then it says, which one of the four options are you most passionate about, proficient at, and make a profit from? I'm not actually worried about profit. I do this because I get a huge kick out of it. So, and it says, Walter, spot on there. What kind of trouble are you causing? I am deleting a second channel that I had. It was time for it to go. And so I deleted it. I made it go bye-bye. And so, yeah, that's where I'm at. And so, yeah, it just was time to make the second channel go away and figure out what my next path is. And so that's the question. What should I do? A tech channel that's more focused on tutorials, because my recorded videos do really well and they're tutorials about Linux and Parallels and Mac, and those do really well. I'm very proud of them. But then my joy, the biggest thing that I get the biggest kick out of, is doing live streams. I love coming here, covering some tech topic that has to do with YouTube currently. Sometimes I go off the range just a little bit. Usually it's really all about live streaming. I love live streaming, and so I like covering topics about gear and channels and all the different things, and say, hey, let's do stuff about live streaming. But then, so live is where I have the most fun, but I really like teaching, and so I really enjoy doing my tutorial videos. But I think what I'm doing is I'm actually causing my channels to have a split personality. I also have the lightning round that I do, that I take the lightning round from the various videos when I have a guest on, and I take that snippet and I turn it to its own video. And while those don't get a lot of views, I get a kick out of them. They're a lot of fun. So it's like I have a split personality, and I am causing my channel to not grow because you really have to focus on what makes sense for your channel. And you need to, as they say, niche down to one thing and have your channel be about that one thing in order to really get people to watch and stick with you. And so if I have this split personality and I do all this different content, then I confuse my viewers. So yeah, Dagan says, I still have my personal channel that I initially got on YouTube with. Yeah, I took my personal channel and I turned it into Tech Troublemaker because it was stagnant. And I thought that really reflected what I wanted to accomplish with my channel. And so that's what I did. I was like, hey, I'll do it this way. And so that's what I did. And I love it. I may go back to having a personal channel. But that time, it won't happen right now. I'm going to wait till first of the year when I get ready to do a second channel. I'm going to stay with this and stay focused. Yeah, definitely don't try to boil the ocean. Yeah. Sounds like you answered your own question. Yeah. And then don't try to boil the ocean. Definitely bring multiple aspects of your personality to the channel. So, yes, I want to be me and be true to who I am and what I like. But my channel is to benefit the people watching my channel. It's not just for me. It's selfish for me to make a channel and to do content that only I care about, because then I can't have an expectation that you'll want to watch it. My personality's not that great. I've been thinking about getting a personality transplant. So, yeah. Yeah, Walter says, drop the lightning around, stick with the tech tutorial. If you Google yourself and channel, you branded yourself as a tech channel. Yes, it's true. I am a tech channel. I did have two channels. Sammy, you missed it. You'll have to roll back to the beginning. The second channel is gone. I have deleted it. Hey, Sammy. Hey, I have been watching your shorts, sir. Keep it going. Keep it going. And then it says simply the pre and post process is the intro process is the fun part that you thrive at. Yeah, like many of us, I was frozen in that mindset that I've got to have, you know, the perfect gear before I hit that live button. So for a long time, my hobby was collecting the gear needed to have a YouTube channel, but not actually doing a YouTube channel. So agree with James. Yeah, you can still be Roy if tech is your passion in live stream. Yeah, I want to just do tutorials on this channel if it involves tech and computer stuff like that. Yeah, that's me. Originally tonight I was going to do a stream on Amazon Live and do a comedy of errors. It didn't make sense to do that show tonight. So I'm like, well, I've been talking about deleting my second channel. Tonight's the night. So yeah. Fishstick USA. Hey, I haven't seen you around before. Welcome. They say be topical, focus on Windows versus Mac, how to do videos, patches and changes, do 1 or 2 videos a week. Then once a week or two, have a live discussion, be casual. Yeah, that's definitely true. And then Sammy says, are you doing interviews but only tech? So, yes, I mean, my videos, my interviews, when I have them, are always about content creation. They're about gear. They're about streaming on YouTube. They're about Instagram. They're about streaming. You literally could put the word streaming in everything I do. But then I have tutorials about running Linux on a Mac using Parallels. My Parallels videos, if you do a search on Parallels, I come up in the like top 10. So maybe I should do more. I know. I am working on another tutorial video with Parallels right now. What was the second about? The second channel was called Faith, Tech, and Marriage. It was going to be about various topics related to marriage and technology. Me and my wife both are geeks. Funny enough, we were featured in Computer World a long time ago as Geeks in Love. They did a Valentine's article, and they asked for people to submit, you know, their story as Geeks in Love. And so Donna and I were featured in Computer World a long time ago in a galaxy far away. And I've got, So anyway, I did some videos about using like Google Keep to take notes in church and to do grocery list and that type of thing. It was confusing, but we were going to do a podcast on that. We were going to do a podcast as well. My wife and I have actually recorded a few episodes of a podcast that never got released. And I hate that. So one day I think we're going to release them on my tech podcast. I'll take a break and I'll say, okay, I'm going to play some stuff here for you. But this is my wife, by the way. She's Mrs. Tech Troublemaker. Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. Well, you must know me then. Anyway, but yeah. So yeah, it was you've seen the article saying, so yeah, it's a long time ago. Agree, you seem to have an audience here. Tighten up. I know, you guys are awesome. I thank you all for being here. Walter, now, did you just tell us your aunt Sophie's go to stretch for time? You need to be ashamed to turn away. I am not stretching for time. I'm done. I've completed the task that I set out to do, deleting my old channel. Facebook user, I'm an instant fan. Oh man, I need to get Facebook up. So thank you so much for watching from Facebook. I appreciate that. So yeah, I am streaming to my Facebook channel, which is new. I don't usually multi-stream like that. So thank you to whoever is watching out there in Facebook land. So anyway, so that's it. I'm just going to focus on one channel for now. Multiple channels are a ton of work. Yeah, and that's why I really haven't done anything with Facebook per se usually, because to me, I just wanted to grow my YouTube channel, and then when it became big enough, do a couple's tech show. Yeah, my wife's been on the show a couple times. We've had a good time there. So with all the smart gadgets and our kids, it's funny because both of us are geeks, and a lot of people said your kids were literally born with tablets or keyboards in their hand, and it's absolutely true. This house is a gadget house. In fact, I'm having to upgrade my Wi-Fi network in the house because we have reached 50 devices talking to the internet, and it's just kind of straining under the load. And so tomorrow I'm getting a new Netgear. I'll probably do a review on it. The new Netgear I have a Netgear mesh right now. Have other creators on, maybe non-tech niche creators, and talk about what tech they use. I like that. I love talking about gear. They always say you should do your channel on the things that you can talk about the longest. And my wife will tell you that I can talk about content creation and YouTube forever to the point where she just wants me to stop talking. So, but yet she does watch my live stream. So there you go. And then feature her channel. Yeah, I think that'd be great. Facebook is James's favorite platform. The Huddle Water Strong Third, that's it. Hey Corey, how you doing, sir? Alright, problem with talking about gear is the investment, talking about streaming OS's content creation. Yeah, I'm actually later this month am going to do a in-depth review on the YOLO Live Pro Box, content creation box, so I'm pretty happy about that. I'm excited because I've had some companies reach out to me and say, would you feature our equipment on your channel and do a review for it? I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to tell you how it is. And if I hate it, I'm going to say that out loud live. And if I love it, I'm going to praise you. And if it is mostly good, but there's something bad, I'm going to tell you that too. So anyway, that is it. I do. You talk about a lot. Well, that's true. I am full of useless information. So, hey, McCarthy, what's up? Okay. Anyway, that's it. That's my bit for tonight. So I deleted my second channel. I'm just going to focus on this one for now. But I'm very thankful for all the advice. Everybody coming in and saying, hey, dude, this is what you need to be doing. And there's some really, really good information there. So, yeah, that's what happened. Or you just keep plugging away and people reach out and say, hey, man. Instagram. I've had a lot of vendors reach out to me from Instagram. It took me a while to kind of go through some, like, this is a scam, don't talk to me, but then I'll make them jump through some hoops to vet themselves out. So, which is about the only thing you can't do. They'll either reach out to me here, or Instagram seems to be the easiest way for people to reach out to me. So that's it. That's my show. I don't want to just bore you guys to death tonight. So I thank you for coming by. Bye. This is when I hit that outro button, and we're out of here. Have a good night. Bye. Thanks, everybody, coming by.